Welcome to the Search Storage UK FAQ podcast on data classification and storage. My name's Anthony Agted, Bureau Chief with Search Storage UK. With me today is Mathieu Gorge, CEO with Vigitrust. The first question today, Mathieu, is what is data classification and how can it help create a more efficient storage and backup regime? Over to you.
Well, data classification is how you take data that's being used within your organization and how you essentially organize that data so that the right people have access to the right data at the right time. So there's aspects of operational efficiency, there's aspects of security, and there's also aspects of basic classification. In fact, an independent survey produced by Ipsos Reid found that 35% of small business owners do not know about or do not understand the protocols for storing and disposing of confidential data. And what that means is that at the heart of the problem, they don't really classify their data. So you might want to classify your data from a user-based perspective, from a security-based perspective, or from an operations perspective. And the way you do this is by ensuring that, again, the right data is accessible by the right people at the right time.
Thanks, Mathieu. The next question is, what are the key steps in a data classification project? Over to you again.
The best thing to do is to start from a high level and to draw what's known as ecosystem diagrams. And ecosystem diagrams are diagrams that actually map out the different silos and the different business units within your organization and within the wider enterprise. And once you've done that, you can actually map the data flow within each of the silos and each of the actors of your ecosystem. So logically, out of that comes a data classification, which basically takes every piece of data or every type of data that you have, whether it is data pertaining to customers, data pertaining to your users, data pertaining to your suppliers, maybe cloud providers or whatever. And at that stage, you can actually classify that data and apply the right levels of protection, the right levels of storage, and the right levels of access. So again, it could be done from maybe a pure security perspective, looking at the confidentiality, the integrity, or the availability of the data. It could be based on where the data might reside. So is it residing within your own network? Is it within the extended network? Is it on a private cloud, a hybrid cloud, a public cloud? Is it maybe on a device that is owned by the employee, but actually managed by the enterprise, in the case of bring your own device? And so once you've actually mapped all of this out, you can very clearly take an efficient strategy that is going to be cost effective from a storage perspective, but also very efficient from a security perspective. There are other considerations, though, to keep in mind, and namely there would be legal considerations, for instance, from an e-discovery perspective, or if you have to respond to a data subject access request. You really need to make sure that your data is classified and that you can access that data very quickly, and that might actually mean going back to through your backups and through data that has been stored a while back. So data classification is really at the heart of any data management strategy that an organization might want to promote.
Thanks, Mathieu. And that's the end of the podcast.